The future of work. Will there be work for us? Nobody knows what kind of jobs we will do in the future. Still, one thing we know for sure, all around the world, automation and digitalization are changing working life. In other words, many jobs will be done by robots. Technology has always had an influence on people's jobs, but the change now is faster than ever. Unlike people, robots don't demand an increase in salary or overtime pay. Moreover, they don't need sick leave, paid holidays, or lunch breaks. In fact, they don't need to go home at all, since they can work around the clock. When these workers get old and retire, they don't need pensions. You simply replace them with newer, more efficient models. You have to admit that from a manager's point of view, employing robots rather than humans makes a lot of sense. Good for business. But is it good for the workers?
Robots as partners. How can we make sure that we still have jobs in the future? How on earth can we prepare ourselves for a world that doesn't exist yet? Jack Ma, the richest man in China and founder of China's largest internet company and online shopping website, points out that no matter how efficient we are, we cannot compete with machines. Humans and machines have different skills. So, instead of competing, we should work together as partners. Machines can do the boring, dangerous, dirty jobs, while we should focus on what we're good at, he says. Uniquely human qualities, like patience, a sense of humor, and common sense, for example, help us to make flexible decisions. That is something machines are not very good at. These qualities will ensure our position in the workplace of the future. Of course, we don't know if AI will change that.
Essential 21st century skills. Collaboration. Clarice, game writer.
Teamwork is vital. My job, for example, is all about working in a team. We bounce ideas off each other, learn from each other, and support each other. Teamwork means, together, everyone achieves more.
Communication. Ahel, marketing assistant.
Marketing, either digitally or in person, is communication. If I'm not communicating clearly, I'm not doing my job well. Verbal and nonverbal, with pictures or text, no other creature on Earth communicates quite like we do. It's part of what makes us human.
Creativity. Noriaki, robotics engineer.
Soon, we will need to solve problems that we don't even know about yet. To do this, we will all need to become more creative and think outside the box. My best ideas all seem totally crazy at first.
Critical thinking. Sunita, journalist.
Getting information from different sources is the most basic part of my job. But that's just the first step. It's very important to know the source of information and consider whether the writer might have a hidden agenda. I often have to read between the lines and be on the lookout for fake news. Once I have critically looked at all the facts, I draw my conclusions and pull it all together in a news report.
Ethics. Wally, police officer.
A world where people are not helpful, kind, and respectful of other cultures will not be worth living in. I feel that a police officer's job is to make sure that we do respect each other. Unlike machines, we are accountable for our actions. Deep down, we know what is right and wrong. We just need to act on it.
Digital literacy. Minna, vlogger.
In the future, it won't be enough to just know how to write a blog or upload photos. Instead, many jobs will require you to use ICT in different ways to find, evaluate, and create information. Also, knowing how to reach people online is crucial.